Welcome back to the One Piece Manga Bros podcast, a weekly One Piece podcast by fans for fans. And we are here yet again with another guest. And I mean, our first back-to-back guest, but there's two of you, so it's okay. Volume 1 podcast.
Yay! What's up? We're back, baby. We're back.
Woo!
So, you know, we've talked to a lot, pretty much all of our guests. We've had that discussion of like, hey, you know, maybe if you want to come back on, like, let's talk about it. But we've never done back-to-back. And I guess just to give a little bit of a background as to why. Yeah. After the podcast ended last week, we all talked in voice for like probably an hour and a half, and Chopper got brought up alongside my gigantic Chopper statue, and Megan started freaking out at slamming on the table, and pretty much from then
foaming
on there,
the mouth,
it was like,
dude, it was...
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to come back on for Drum Island?
I felt like that was an easier so, get than actually finding someone new at that point, so...
pretty much, yeah.
She was very passionate.
I didn't want to say anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say anything, but I was just like, oh, Drum Island, like, I would love to revisit that since we're more towards the end of our journey as of right now, as, you know, we're into weekly readers now, so, I mean, I'm a Chopper head, always have been, always will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was just like, yes, please, please.
Mic's broke. They're fixed now. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
The power of editing and the power of magic. So Drum Island, 25 chapters, chapter 130 to 154. It's pretty much the last arc before we start more than doubling the length of the chapters per arc.
Getting serious.
Yeah. And one of my personal favorites. I know.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy that, you know, Megan was talking about it, you know, obviously no spoilers, but, you know, we caught up recently and, you know, going back for Little Garden was so eye opening, but even more so for Drum Island. Like Drum Island in my memory was a fun, heartfelt, beautiful arc, but like it's super important and so many things are dropped. Heavy important themes.
Yeah.
Like information about very key and important characters. And the implications that it has to the story going forward after this are like super significant. It is crazy.
Yeah.
How much I like discovered on reread.
Totally. I mean, even like revisiting it, obviously Chopper's whole backstory and his introduction to the Straw Hats. But even looking back a little further and just thinking like, oh, yeah. Wapple sucks. That was a lot of Wapple. I hate him so much.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not like, can we all agree? Like, he might not be the worst villain.
But he
in
is
One
the
Piece,
worst.
But I feel like he's bottom three at least, right? Like he sucks.
I'll say bottom three for sure, dude. But I'm gonna be honest with you. Something I don't like. I don't feel like
okay,
I loathe him as much
down.
As
everyone.
Like he sucks. Let me wait.
He stands Wapple.
No, I don't.
It's confirmed.
No, I don't.
He said, "What that mouth do, though?"
What that mouth do, Wapple? Damn.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying, dude. I mean, he's a funny, goofy. Like he sucks.
He's
yeah.
a little too goofy, though.
Yeah,
he's a little too goofy.
Well,
yeah.
I mean. He's goofy, but it's like it's the insincerity of his character. It's like just the willingness to hurt other people for his own gain in that silliness.
Yes.
It just, it's like, do you not look in a mirror and realize that you should probably be as nice as possible?
Right.
You are the Quasimodo of bad guys at this point. Like, for the love of God, man,
salty.
Get a personality.
He's just salty as fuck.
Dude, he hurt the Mary. I can never forgive him.
Yeah, he did.
That's
like that,
right.
That first introduction of the flex. Like,
I forgot about that, too.
Oh, I'm going to chomp this down. It's like, nah, dude, get the hell out of here. Dude, I don't know, and I want to talk about this, and I'm kind of curious your thoughts, because y'all haven't really gone through the anime yet, you were saying, right? You've pretty much been manga only, except for, like, maybe episodes here and there. Mm-hmm. So, Sione, I don't know if y'all felt the same, but it's starting to seem to me like all of the fights that Luffy and the Straw Hats are involved in seem significantly more one-sided than they did in the anime. Like, 100%. I don't know, like, I remember going through and, like, it felt like Luffy kind of struggled throughout the series. And I feel like every point in time we have been at here, he has just blatantly overpowered them like they were nothing, basically flexed on them. And it's like, oh, damn, like, early Grand Line literally is nothing. And it did not feel that way in the anime.
There was trouble. Like it took. I mean, it's obviously now to see the padding for TV compared to the manga because it's just
Wapo
especially, and like it's one reason why I hate Krieg so much. We talked about that. But dude keeps pulling weapons out of his ass, and I don't know how. Like, he's a magician at this point. But no, like, and so, like, that's kind of felt like what Wapo was in the anime, right? Like, every time, like, Luffy did something, he had, like, some silly little counter, it felt like. I don't know. It just, the padding is obviously there. I wouldn't even call it pacing, because it's obvious they're just trying to really make those fights last longer than they should.
Mm. Yeah.
Which the same thing happened on the climb definitely see up that the mountain. Sure. Not trying to get too far ahead, but did you notice that was like two panels? Too. Yeah. That was like four episodes. Yeah. Was like,
really?
That's so the weird part. Yeah. That's wow. Yeah. Well, but that's the weird part though, is that I felt like the climb was more emotionally impactful in the anime, but a lot of the other stuff I much prefer the manga. Mm. And like we've talked about it a lot, like the walk to Arlong Park. Is something yes. that oh. every One Piece fan needs to watch that in the anime. It is night and day, significantly better, and sets the tone more than the manga yeah. ever did. And I feel like the climb was that, like, I had emotional moments. Me and Boom talked about this, and then we have to yell at each other to shut up until the podcast happens.
We were like, dude, this last 20 pages!
Again, like, you know, when we got to Chopper's backstory, like, yeah, I cried again. And it's like, it definitely, I feel, is... I get more emotional during the anime than the manga, probably because of the voice acting and the music and whatnot. Yeah. But, it just like that, the climb specifically, I was kind of bummed
about. Really? I liked it. Because, like, after a while in the anime, really? I was like, just get up there, please. But in
Boom, is it really like four episodes?
It's at least two, I think.
But still,
It may only actually be one episode. It just felt like forever.
It was like it was they grueling. And it was like they really it was gruesome. That's the weird part too, is like, cuz you know, we'll get into the censor. There's some moments that they censor shockingly, but like it was gruesome.
So the bloody,
like,
fingers were not censored?
No.
They really,
and
they,
like,
focused,
well, the thing
on
is, he like fell
hard.
Down some, right? Do I remember
yeah.
that right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he fell down
and had to like climb back up, like and they showed the screeching of his fingers,
was,
like the skin ripping off while he was like falling. Wow. Like it was brutal. Like
visceral.
Luffy went through some shit.
Like, they really showcased his dedication to his crew and his friends in the anime, like that, where the manga was like, I feel like that wasn't an area where they really needed to expand upon in the manga, because him making it to the top and then him having that line where it's like, you know, save my friends. Yeah. And like, you know, was it Kureha? Mm-hmm. Kureha like responded and was like, yes, we'll take care of him. Like, I feel like that was so much more of an impactful moment in the manga compared to the climb, where in the anime, him saying that, like, I remember more of the climb than I do of him actually saying that to
Agreed.
In the anime, him saying that felt like the more of the, like, emotional let go of the climb, where you're like, oh, it's over now, okay.
Yeah.
Whereas, in the manga, like, that felt like the more impactful thing, right? That was the payoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so
like
weird
him
how
saying,
those
like, not
switched.
Even my crew. Like the fact that he even said my friends and not my crew was a huge moment right there, which I feel like was, if Oda had drug out him climbing the mountain in like into like 3, 4, 5 maybe 5 panels, right? You're just like, come on, dude, let's go. Like, like, I know what's going on. He's climbing a fucking mountain, you know. And then it gets to the point where he says, you know, save my crew. I don't know if it'd be nearly as impactful, because when I saw him save my friends, I was like, wow. I was like, that's a very big thing for Luffy, because he doesn't look at them as tools. He looks at them as like friends.
Classroom elite.
He got humbled a lot too. He got humbled a lot too. Like early on with Vivi, like making him bow.
That was actually a very big
maturity moment,
like character development
for her and him.
That's when Luffy's starting to learn like how to be a leader, right? Like he has the he has the strength, right? You know, he has the capabilities, but the qualities of a leader, what that means, and you know what his responsibility as a leader is. And Vivi, even with that flashback that Dalton had of seeing her at like a reverie, this is all like starting Luffy on his path to learning how to, you know, make a choice for the betterment of this situation, like, and having to maybe think a little bit more before like charging right in.
Jumping right in with violence or jumping right in with what he wants to accomplish first, like really taking a step back and saying like, okay, what's good for my crew because I am a captain.
Right.
You know?
Yes. I mean, it's tough to teach a meathead diplomacy, but when it finally actually sinks like it's a lesson that's literally stuck with him throughout the entirety of the show and manga.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the Straw Hats noticed it. Like when Nami got sick and Luffy was kind of goofing off and not paying attention, and then they mentioned it was serious and he kind of clicked and got serious, they all were like, oh,
he can do
like
that?
He's acting serious. Yep. And I mean, it makes sense, right? Because we haven't seen that yet. Like, we have to an extent, but not like... Like, we've seen him be serious in fights.
Yeah, in fights.
We've seen him be serious to, like, save and protect his friends. But we've never seen him just, like... Oh, this is like real. Like, she actually might get hurt or die.
And to see that in the manga too, and him say that panel, it was a pretty big panel, and it focused on serious Luffy. And I think he even apologized and said, like, "I'm sorry." Like,
he did,
which was huge for him up until that point. And like you said, like it's something that's carried on from this moment forward, and that's because of Vivi.
Yeah, Vivi's goated.
Yeah, I've always like been a Vivi stan, and I've gotten into very heated debates with my chat back when I used to stream about people who just do not like Vivi.
I don't understand how you don't like her. That is weird to me.
Especially this arc, I didn't realize like Vivi, like putting the Straw Hats over like going to Alabasta when Nami is doing was such
leadership.
Like, to me, I was like, I don't care. She's a Straw Hat forever.
Yeah, she's
I don't care if she officially joined. Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. That moment was so powerful because of everything that's at stake for Vivi. Everything, like her literal entire world.
Her country.
Her country,
is in danger. And for her to make that decision in that moment was so powerful, dude. And yeah, Vivi for life, dude. Tatted across my chest.
Is it the four, then EVA?
Yeah, for life. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
And the little breadcrumbs we got too throughout, right? We get the mention of Blackbeard's
and
crew.
The silhouettes in those panels, you know, are just such a good touch.
I didn't remember that.
Me
dude.
Either.
I didn't remember that.
Neither did I. I forgot that they were the ones that drove Opal out, but it's also kind of, it makes me wonder, like, did they just kind of come in and like, when Wapple left, they were like, all right, we leave. Like, because I feel like they didn't get ransacked as much as I guess I would have expected to. But we don't really know Blackbeard that early in. Like,
no.
I mean, could he have been looking for something? Like, is that something we're going to find out later on?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think he could have, been looking for something. And then there might be this thing of significance that someone else has and uses, you know. That he also might have been looking for. I mean, I don't know. I'm skirting around it, but yeah.
Yeah, but that was pretty crazy saying that.
Yeah.
Skirting.
Very sweet of you. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, we get that, right? We have, Ace shows up, which I didn't remember, actually. I thought it might have been a change, but it wasn't.
I forgot
about
that, too.
I forgot.
It's like because
it's so small, right? They just glance over it. And it's just so funny to me that it's like the whole point of him going there and being like, yo, tell Luffy to meet me at Alabasta. And they never even get to tell him.
No.
Just coincidentally, they're going to the same place.
Yeah. Well, what's funny to me, especially in that panel, I don't know if you guys have ever like read the Gunslinger series from Stephen King, but like he very much in like those silhouette shots reminds me of like the Man in Black, like the bad guy cowboy. It's I don't know, like it was like this weird like recollection where I was like, I wonder if that could have possibly been some sort of
homage
to it, because it really kind of had like that old school Western vibe. But I, you know, One Piece, a lot of people think I'm weird for saying this because like my dad raised me on like those old school Westerns and stuff like that. Like, One Piece is a Western at its heart.
It does feel
like Western.
It's funny that you say that because one of Oda's like first works was like a Western.
Yeah, Wanted.
Yeah, right. Wanted.
Okay.
So yeah, it's so funny. That's so funny because it's like a full Wanted.
We were told this by someone in our community, especially since you guys are going forward and reading the manga, it might be interesting at a certain point to go back and read those. Maybe when you're farther ahead. I mean, I know you've seen the anime, but when you're farther ahead in the manga, because a lot of those one shots. There are things that and themes and I'm trying to be careful again. There are things that I think will be significant in the story of One Piece.
Yeah, later. For sure. Okay. And just things taken out that he wants to use and the gunslinger one.
The gunslinger one was awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I think someone told me Ryuma was in those.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a whole story.
Yeah, he's from his original manga. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the one shots, if I'm remembering correctly, I know that the artist or the creator of like Dr. Stone, I know he's made two that were kind of like I believe a part of the Baratie, like I think the Zoro Mihawk fight, and then another fight in the future. Yeah. And then I know that Ace has his own novel,
which I haven't read, but I want to. So bad.
Yeah. And then there's the Food Wars Sanji crossover, but I don't know of any other one shots. Is there more than those three?
Well, these are Oda's works from before One Piece.
Yes.
Things that were published.
Oh, that's what you're referring to.
One
Piece. Okay.
Yeah. So he wrote like a story, a one shot about a gunslinger. One of them is about Ryuma, and there's a character. I think we can say this. There's a character in that Ryuma. It's not a spoiler for One Piece. In that Ryuma one shot that looks super, super similar to like Mihawk. So it's just really interesting to go back and see a lot of these designs or themes or even just like ideas that he had, how he might have changed, tweaked, or just like incorporated some of those things into One Piece. There's even there's Romance Dawn too. I know we're getting off track. Sorry.
It's all good.
There's Romance Dawn, which I think was released in a box set, but then there's another version of the beginning of One Piece. And how Luffy's journey started with like Garp as a pirate. Like Garp wasn't a Navy man. He was a pirate. And there's another character instead of Nami that looks like Nami.
I mean, almost identical to Nami.
It's just super interesting.
I think her name's like Emma. I could be wrong. I forgot. I could be wrong. But they're very similar. They're dynamic as well.
Yeah. It's just because talking about Westerns just sent us, I think, down that train of thought. But
my apologies.
Now I got to check this out. I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah. It's definitely worth a read.
I want to check that out now.
Mm-hmm. And one thing too that I also forgot, and it seems to be a running trend of me forgetting, which I guess isn't surprising because One Piece has they tend to do that thing where the arc ends and then you kind of get like the post arc. And I know there's some future arcs that legitimately have post arcs, but like this one, just that mini like last few chapters or last few episodes where they drop the knowledge bomb and like having Kureha just kind of be like, Goldie Roger.
That was the first time we heard that.
That was the first time she was the first person to say it, and he's like, "You mean Gold Roger?" And he's like, "Oh, is that what they're calling him these days?" I was like, "Girl, don't play with me right now.
And acknowledging like Luffy, like, oh, the will of D carries on. I'm like, yo, hold the phone, lady. What do you
mean?
But
I think it's so significant in to happen in this arc because of just that theme of inherited will that is super prevalent. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hiraluk and his sacrifice, very, very similar to like, you know, what we know of Roger and that will carrying on. And I think it's just for Kureha to deliver that line or to deliver that reveal or information in this arc is so important. And so purposeful.
And she's the oldest character.
Exactly.
I think, you got to think so.
And she's human.
Well, at this point,
yeah.
It's been, 22 years since the execution of Roger, right? Something like that.
I get a little fuzzy on the timeline.
It's like 20-ish years, right?
It's something
so she was in the 110s when this man was executed,
She was
18 years old. So it's like,
she looks great.
Hey, like, whatever she's using,
she experienced it. Right. Yeah, I'm sure she knows everything there is to know about
Roger.
Call Roger,
like a whippersnapper.
Yeah.
That
old whippersnapper.
But, I mean, back to the inherited will thing. Like, that has been, like, a running theme through One Piece, through the entire thing, right? Like,
yes.
You know, there's no spoilers yet, but the hat and you know, there's always like at this point when someone shows up on the show, I'm like, oh, whose uncle is that? Whose dad is that? How are they going to be related? Are they going to be related to someone else? Like at this point, there is a constant sense of like world togetherness, world tying, and like relation in the sense of like, there's been it's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, right? Like at this point, it's like 6 degrees of the will of D. Like at some point, like something is connected with that.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. And they've all the Straw Hats that we've met up until this point have all kind of inherited, you know,
a will of their own.
Yeah, from all of these various mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. throughout their lives, and it's just really crazy to hear that speech that Hiro like delivered about death and what death. When does someone really die?
Yeah,
I think is just super, super, super. It always has been, but that just really like emphasized it. In this part,
what reminds me of the old quote, right? And I, God knows who actually said it. It could just be a live, laugh, love kind of poster thing, where it's like you actually die twice, like once when you go in the ground, and twice when someone says your last name for the last time. And like that's very much like what that reminded me of, because you know his idea of like as long as he lives through Chopper and things like that, like you know he lives on forever and so forth and so forth.
Yeah, if that was something that was printed on a sign or something, that'd be dark. If someone just had that, like I got this in Hobby Lobby when you die for the second time. I'd be like, oh my god.
I find it so interesting because this is the second reiteration of it in a way, because the first one would be when Gold Roger died.
Yeah.
And the storyline starts.
Yeah.
That would be the first inherent will of all the pirates, right? And now we're seeing it again, kind of being slapped in our face, like, hey, pay attention right here.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
Totally. Like, this is setting, you know, the tone's already been set with Goldie Roger, but this definitely set the stage for what's to come with this inherited will. Through Chopper and just through the, you know, concept of dreams living on. So
dreams living on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and the Jolly breadcrumbs
across the board.
Yeah, Jolly Roger.
Yeah, they're very much selling that. True. Like I didn't like in the anime.
He held the flag.
Yeah,
but, like
don't get me wrong.
A...
Like yeah, the theme comes up right of like how important like the pirate flag is, but like the manga was like pay attention to this, please. Like the skull and crossbones is super important.
Very much so.
Well, I mean, Luffy to me, like I don't know, maybe I didn't misinterpret it, but to me, like Luffy really didn't get serious until the flag was damaged, right?
Right.
In this fight, like he really
against Wapple.
Yeah,
he was kind of having
he
fun
was having
with
fun
it.
With him, but he didn't actually really get serious until the Wapple targeted the flag, and that's when he's just like, "Do you realize, you know, what you're doing?"
He said, "Bitch."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He targeted the flag and then saw Chopper's like reaction because like that, you know, that is something that means so much to him and is inherited respect for this flag that like, you know, Chopper's not a pirate and this means so much more to Luffy and Chopper. Like it means the same amount.
Yeah. And
so,
Luffy said something to the effect of like, don't mess with this flag unless you're ready to die for it.
It was such a good quote.
Yeah. So good.
And it's kind of foreshadowing, and it foreshadows a little bit later, like, you know, another act against like a flag, you know, that I think is like, you know, just like crazy. I don't know.
The fact that like they had no idea that Chopper was a doctor.
Yeah.
Like when that gets acknowledged. Yeah. And it's like, and he also asked Kureha to join.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He did.
Like I know people have made videos on it, but now going back, I really want to compile and figure out how big Luffy's crew would be if one, everybody that he asked to join joined, and everybody said that is asked to join him, he said yes. Because that would be he would have a goddamn army.
He'd need
dude.
A bigger boat. He'd need a foxy boat.
Yeah. And that's what I was gonna say, dude. I'm just gonna say, you know, Wapple over Foxy, dude. Is that controversial or what?
That is very controversial.
I mean, like,
I like Foxy way more than I like Wapple.
I say we bury both of them in a locker, tie it in chains, and throw it into the sun.
Like, Foxy at least was entertaining. Give him that.
True. Pretty like entertaining.
Wapple's a
but you know he's goofy and funny, so it's Foxy. But
well, I mean, even in my notes, I'm like, Wapple still a big bitch.
Hey.
So
it's, yes.
But hey, I'm gonna give Wapple credit on one thing and one thing only. Okay, he's
that
the
mouth,
only
though.
Person we're aware of that can eat himself. Man's literally ate himself and spit out a skinny version.
Damn, I wish
really
I could do that. I'm not gonna lie. If I could actually have, you know, I might change my choice on fruits.
Right.
I will say though, like, and I was noticing like now them. Pretty decently post time skip at this point, you know, nothing compared to y'all, of course, but in Dressrosa, the little moments like that, like the silliness of him like eating himself and popping out skinnier, Luffy and Sanji dodging the Lapins, You know, just like carelessly, like not even bringing it up in conversation, literally talking to each other and like dodging these attacks.
Fighting while they're having a conversation.
Like, I miss the little humor like that now. There's really not that much kind of stuff in there. And like, I feel like Drum Island is like one of the best like exhibitors of how good Oda could actually make background humor.
Zoro going on a night swim.
It's so good.
I mean,
Vivi beating the crap out of Usopp.
Hiking bear.
Like, so many good moves.
The hiking bear, like, I love.
Hiking bear.
My favorite.
When Usopp looked like Pops from regular show because he was so, like, swollen.
I was, I was like, God, he looks like someone.
I don't know if it'll change in the arc that I'm about to go into, but I mean, it's going to be serious for quite a bit. Boom.
Yeah, well, that's, like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be serious for a little bit. You know, not a lot of joy, so it's one of those, like, I'm just saying a birdcage is involved where I'm at, so it's...
Yeah,
there's no joy there.
That you know, that's something that never completely goes away, right? It might, you know, not be there for a while because they are dealing with some pretty crazy
shit.
That's
heavy-handed,
But it never completely goes away.
You always at least get the banquet or the happy moment at the end of the arc. You know, them flying through the air, like... Chopper taking them, like them finding Zoro, and then they're like trying to bring Karu back. Like, you always get that happy moment. I feel like no matter how serious it is, and it may only it may be fleeting. It may only last like a single episode or a single chapter, but you're always gonna get that like happy payoff. I feel like at least for like
I do love that Zoro got so lost, he ended up where he started.
Yeah,
I mean he's the best, dude.
Yeah, it's
guarding the ship.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. At the moment when Nami comes out and it's like right at the beginning, he's like, "Don't worry, I got it." She's like, "Yeah, no. If we want to die, sure." No.
Yeah, dude. I love seeing Luffy and Sanji together too.
Oh, like, me too. So,
same.
Yeah. It's so sick to see. Just the they all journey. Have so many different dynamics with each other. However you mix and match the Straw Hats, like, you're always going to get a different energy.
Yeah.
And Luffy and Sanji, I feel like, you know, we don't get to see any really combination of it, of them a lot. But when we get to see some like this one, like with Sanji and Luffy, it's just so fun. It's so fun.
They honestly feel like more, whereas Zoro and Sanji kind of seem like they're rivals, right? Like, it feels like Luffy and Sanji have like this weird kind of like brotherly relationship to see which one could possibly get in more trouble than the other one, but get away with it. Like, that's the vibe I get when those two are together.
Yeah,
for sure.
I also love it. Kind of it showed. I don't know if this is like meant to show the strength of the characters or what, but when they were talking about Nami being sick, and like Luffy was like, "Does it hurt to be sick?" And both Sanji and Usopp were like,
"Oh yeah, all of them.
No, I've never been sick before." And I'm like,
all of them. Usopp's and they were like, are you human?
Even Usopp.
Yeah. Even Usopp. That's why I'm One Piece, like, theory brain, and I'm thinking that is super significant.
Well,
like,
I mean,
it could be a joke.
Vivi, it's gotta be. Ask, are y'all even human?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, I agree. I think that there's something. There's no way that's not significant. Yeah. Like, it definitely didn't feel significant at that time. And who knows, maybe it never will be. But the farther and further I get in this series, the more I realize that everything is significant. Yeah. And any time you think that you have it figured out, you are fucking wrong.
Yep. Yep.
That's the best part.
And it is going...
Never assume...
Yeah, and your mind will
never
be blown.
Never assume anything.
Nope. Yeah.
Even if Oda feels like he's like serving it up to you on a silver platter, that's even more suspicious.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Even the line when Sanji and Luffy were fighting and they were going, and it's probably a joke, but this is just what One Piece does to your brain.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's a joke when they're talking about how, like, people from Snow Islands, like, never sleep, and I heard that in a tavern, you know, in my hometown, like, I'm just like, is there some deeper...
Is there mood? Another snow person that we don't know about?
Yeah, we get to get there.
Have we been introduced to that person? Snow equals, when it melts, it's water. Water, the sea. Salt mixed with...
Going down the line.
So true. It is. It's so true. Every One Piece fan just turns into this, like, trying to connect all the dots. See, that
I know,
meme.
We all turn into conspiracy.
Yeah, that meme of that lady with all the equations, and she's just, like, looking around like that.
Pepe Silva meme, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I
so can we talk about Tubby Chopper?
Oh yeah.
what happened to Tubby Chopper? It lasted about two chapters, and then they shrunk him
they
down.
They did. It was little shorts.
Had that Vecna belly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he came up, and I was like, I don't even look like him. What is happening? And then, like, two chapters later, I was like, oh, he looks normal. Wait, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the evolution of his character design.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, how he's become a lot cuter of a character, I think, as the series progresses. Oh, yeah. And I think, Megan, we were talking about it, or you were looking into it, and you had said that, like, Oda never intentionally meant for Chopper to be like a mascot character.
Yeah, like his early concept art was like kind of scary. I mean, we see it a little bit here when Luffy finally gets up to the mountain, and we see, I remember first reading, I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
This like buff, like scary face thing.
Yeah.
And he was like intended to be not this cute little thing, but I think that
even the introduction.
Yeah,
I think that somewhere along the way, the voice actress, I mean, she is a
goat. I think
you
did say that, right?
She is the voice, you know, Pikachu. If you know Zatch Bell, shout out Zatch Bell heads. Zatch Bell back in the day, and her voice was just so cute that he was like, you know what, I'm cute as
hell. Yeah, that's what the article said, that apparently it was the voice actor and her performance that like led him to cutify Chopper even more.
Which is
kind of weird though, because like I feel like his overall cuteness actually started when he was biting into the bread and crying. The first panel in this like arc that kind of like broke me a little bit, where I was like, oh God, like the emotions from watching the anime started flooding back in that moment.
I mean, he was younger then. I mean, not only like mentally, but physically. I mean, his age was younger, and he you know, he is goated because he's the youngest Straw Hat.
He's the youngest Straw
Hat. And he has such a big responsibility, and people don't give him enough credit. I'm tired of this. I'm tired.
I agree.
I'm actually
curious. So he was 15 in Drum Island, and like what he went through when he was younger, like 100%. Chopper really does get a lot of hate, and I don't really get it.
But I am curious, why doesn't Chopper not know how to peek? Like, what is that about? Okay, because it's not just a door. All right, he was out in the middle of like nature, staring at a tree, doing one of these.
Right,
and you're like, I was like, Chopper, okay, I get it. You don't know how to use a door. You're an animal, but like you're out in nature and you're doing the same thing. Like, what?
Maybe
who taught you how to do that?
Right. Because maybe he secretly wants people to see him there.
Yes.
You know, just like he secretly wants people to flatter
him.
He
wants to be seen.
Even though when they do flatter him, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's take that as like when he can't take a compliment or anything like that, that actually is showing that his early years, him not being able to be around either other reindeer or other humans, like he never actually had the emotional growth alongside his physical growth. So in like some ways, he still is a kid trying to figure out how to accept like flattery.
Oh my
God. He's still working on his self-esteem.
Yes.
He's a grown boy.
He's a grown boy.
The one thing I don't understand, and this is another thing, and I'm curious, since y'all have kind of like almost exclusively read the manga, right? When Chopper gets into his flattery in the anime, he calls them an ass.
Does that
happen? Like, I don't remember if it started all innocent and then it evolved into him calling people and like, stop, you asshole. But like, I noticed it. And I was like, he didn't call her an asshole when he was freaking out, and I wasn't sure if that was like only in the anime or not.
Yeah, I do not think that. Yeah, I think that might only be in the anime. Maybe a translation, because he does say like baka, which is idiot. So maybe there's like, yeah, asshole, right? Write down asshole.
Well, so sometimes he will call them an idiot, but there's been countless times where he's like, oh, you asshole, stop.
Asshole is way funnier.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's sweet of a character as he is. Oh.
I know. It's like, where'd you already learn that? He probably learned that language from Kuriha.
He probably doesn't even know how bad of a word it is.
They're like, okay, little kid, like, you can't say
Kuriha
that.
Calls everybody asshole.
I'll turn up
German at this point.
I didn't think about that.
He's a product of his surroundings.
I think something they did well, like kind of like leaning on that, is, you know, he hates being a monster and being compared to that. And like Sanji and Luffy do this fantastic job of like, especially Sanji, where they're just like talking and seeing Luffy go off. And he's like, yeah, he's a monster. And like making it realize like
that doesn't have to be a bad thing, right? Like, you know,
it's
almost like a step towards like the idea of like self-acceptance. Like, Luffy is an absolute beast. Like, if you join our crew, you will not be the biggest monster on that boat. Hell, you're probably fifth place.
Definitely.
I'd put Nami above him.
True.
And that's kind of the same thing that Hirohiko did, you know, which was why I think he was so endeared to Luffy, because he was telling him, like, I love that, right? Like, that when you're trying to make someone feel comfortable, but you're also kind of being an asshole about it. Like, I don't know why I find that more comforting. Maybe it's my childhood, my past, but
Yeah, definitely.
Like, when Hirohiko is like, he's like, yeah, you could talk, so what? I could talk, so what? Like,
I could talk better than you.
Yeah, I could talk better. What he's doing by, like, confronting it that way is making Chopper feel more comfortable. But I like that approach. So
I like that approach because it's not like a pity. You know, it's not oh my God, poor baby. I mean, I would do that if Chopper died. Like,
yeah, you would do that. That's fucked up.
Let me just
That's
love you. You. I'm trying to give him love. But yeah, as you know, the hard approach is like Kureha too. You know, she has that like tough love approach
tough
to
love.
Her.
Yeah, tough love.
And I think, you know, Chopper definitely grew a thick skin because of that.
I think they took that approach too, because I mean, Drum Island really isn't a place for the weak to begin with, right? Like, it is a winter island in the Grand Line, so it's gonna suck right out the gate. And the idea of, like, you know, especially with Hirohiko knowing his situation and stuff like that, knowing Chopper is gonna have to survive on his own, and you don't want to make things easy just for it to be that much harder for him down the road. So, like, you know, trying to find that way of acceptance early on, like, I think, like, that's a really good approach to take. Instead of, you know, we all want to baby him at this point, especially, like, give him a big old loaf of bread. But,
I mean, as messed up as it is, I mean, that's what I can never say his name, whatever.
I'm probably saying it wrong.
Like, what he did.
Hirohiko.
Hirohiko is one of the three names I can pronounce properly out of all of what
say it again.
I want to hear. Say it.
I just say Hirohiko, but Hirohiko? I'm probably going to be wrong.
I think that's what I say, but I never
and
know.
And nobody gives you problems?
Bro, there was a character that I mispronounced for so long that someone in our community made a rap song teaching me how to pronounce it correctly. Because
That's so funny.
I'm really bad, but I'm pretty sure Hirohiko is how you say it. But I've been wrong before.
All right. Hey, so Hirohiko. So
first off, blame this man if we continue to say it wrong, though, because we're taking his professional advice.
Hirohiko is now his name from here to the end of the podcast.
Oh, damn. That's a lot of pressure.
You are now released.
Thank you.
Yeah, but Hirohiko, you know, the fact that he ate that poison knowing what it was, fucking destroyed me.
Oh my God. And just the fact that he saw the lengths that Chopper went to, you know, through to get it for him using that. And he knew that it was not right. He knew that what he saw in that book was not what Chopper thought it was. So he just was like, you know, proud of him for doing that. It's so sad.
Can we say biggest communication, by the way, in manga history? Like, you know, the importance of the Skull and Bones and then reading it in a book and being that's good. So I think in like the Dr. Tutelage, maybe like, hey, like on a flag, it's really cool. In the book, you don't want to do that. Like, it's not exactly
pretty much anywhere
soup.
Else.
Yeah, you would
anywhere else except the flag.
Skull and crossbones, or you don't want to go there. Yeah. You don't want to go through that door if there's something on it. Danger.
Yeah, very much go ahead, sorry.
No, you're fine. As a device, though, I loved it. I loved it so much.
It's good storytelling. Like,
it's great storytelling. Mm-hmm. But it would have been useful information for Chopper to know for sure.
Yeah, but he's still growing. He's still learning.
He's learning.
You know?
He's learning.
He was so happy.
I mean, what was he like 9 or 10 at the time when that happened?
He was young. I'm actually curious now. I'm going to look it up.
I wonder how
it's very One Piece, though, that he got such a. He was able to kill someone at such a young age.
Yeah.
I just found it interesting at one point in time, the SBS, we had two characters literally just have their birthdays made.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yes.
He's just like,
randomly.
He's like, yeah, there's your birthdays. It's done deal. I don't care.
Yeah, he was like, that sounds good to me.
I love
what?
That Oda does that. I love that. I love when people write him these long theories and he goes, honestly, sure. Yeah. Sure.
Great idea. Good job. Great idea.
Yeah.
Right? Thanks, dude.
So it specifies 8 years ago was when Hiraluk died.
So he would have been seven
7 years old.
Yeah. So I don't know if that they're counting like post time skip time or pre time skip time. But yeah, I mean, he was like a child. Yeah.
I mean, it would be, so it'd be 7 or 9. So not, I don't think there's a huge differentiation.
Regardless, he's a baby.
He got chased out of like a village with like pitchforks and shit, and being like a kid. Like that's oh my
literal
god. That's,
I mean, pitchforks and reindeer horns.
Yeah. And gun. Yeah. Like he bumps into his old crew, and they're like, "Oh, this fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Get him.
They're haters. They're like, jealous.
They're haters. They're jealous. Haters are my motivators. Chopper, get out there.
Rudolph."
He's literally Rudolph. They just changed the color of his
nose. And his birthday is December, I think, 24th or 25th.
Yep.
You should know exactly.
I think it's 24th. It's 24th, yeah. Because it's Christmas Eve and it's Christmas Eve.
Gotcha.
Christmas.
Trust me, Rudolph. My birthday's around that time, so I'm sure he gets screwed on presents as well. So, like, that's another
December birthday too,
bro. Have to feel bad for him.
Yeah, we're in the same club.
Wait, I do too. Hold the phone. Three of us are in December birthdays? Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? Mine's 18th. The 28th.
Mine's
funny.
Very early in December. December 2nd.
Okay. That still
I'm
counts.
In January.
That still counts.
Yeah. Everybody's like, the holidays have already happened. We'll celebrate your birthday next year.
We're gonna call so that means you guys are both Sagittarius then, right?
I'm Capricorn.
I think I'm Sagittarius. Like, what's the I think I'm Sagittarius.
He's like,
Sag Bros podcast. I thought this was the Sag Bros podcast.
I'm the odd man out here. I'm a Pisces.
It's all good.
I know. I just go with
that's
the flow.
That's not good.
Go with the flow. I think he said that's all good. That's not good, Megan.
It's all good. You know, like, I'm just a Pisces. I just go with the flow.
You'll be enveloped in rage.
poor Chopper. Both ends. Just completely, not wanted.
I want to talk about one moment that was like super. Just like hot, like probably one of the most highlighted moments outside of Chopper's flashback, but just the storytelling device that Oda used again here when Luffy is like starting his punch and then you get the flashback and then it ends with him hitting, like making contact. So awesome.
Yeah, because you know that he was responsible for all these atrocities, and you find out like this is the fool.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him, I mean, Chopper did feed him a poisonous mushroom, but we all make mistakes. We're all 7-1s, right?
Yeah. They were gonna die anyways. Like he was gonna die some point. Yeah, unfortunately.
But you know who else? I don't know if we know that yet or not. I don't know. I'm just trying to be safe, dude. I don't want people coming at me for spoiling anything.
How do you have 20 doctors for an entire nation?
That's a lot. Doctors, though, right? I mean, I guess
for
not
a
for
whole
an entire nation?
Nation,
yeah.
For a whole nation, like for the whole nation, it was the whole nation.
I mean,
right?
I mean, he explained why, right? Like they kicked off or killed the other ones because he wanted to hold them hostage.
But think about that mentality, how fucked up that is. Like,
oh yeah, he's
again,
Waffle
fucking sucks. Like,
no, yeah, he does. Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna get it on
stop
a banner.
Saying it like that, he's like he does.
Right,
he does.
Guys, just kidding.
Dalton was overshadowed.
He totally is. Dalton is sick.
Yeah.
Insane. Yep. They butchered it in the anime. So there was basically no changes, right? Outside of like pacing things, like I said, like the climbing and all that. The only big change, like, because there were small changes, like Dalton figured out Vivi's identity earlier in the anime for some reason, like small little dumb things like that. Like when they announced this thing. But the big one, when Dalton goes and cuts off Wapple's head, I took a triple
take.
It took
me a minute.
That did not happen in the anime. He just cuts him in the chest.
They took that from him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I
wow.
was well, it took
that
me,
never
like,
happens
what, roughly,
in the
it took
in
me
the anime.
A second to realize what had actually happened. Because I was looking at the panel, I'm like,
because you
what's
were
missing?
Expecting
it's
the
like
normal
and I was like, huh?
Wait, that didn't happen. Yeah. I was yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's because
what happened in the anime? I'm trying to remember.
Put him across the chest.
He just hit him in the chest.
Okay.
Yeah, he just hit him in the chest. That's all. It was literally like, you know, they hit, chop his head off and they like reattach it.
Was Dalton also like one of the other first like zone type devil fruit users that we had seen? Or
I think he might be the first
one. Yeah, I think he's the first one because I remember when I first watched it, I was like, and it was the scene where he was transforming and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
and, like, I was completely taken aback by it. Like, I didn't even know that could happen.
I remember saying, you're jogging my memory because I was a little self-conscious to say it, Boom, but I had the same kind of thought and feeling that you did. Because when it first happened, I was like, what does this mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly, right? So, is he a werewolf?
For so long, like, until, I can't remember at what point exactly in the story that I, it just happened, it clicked, whatever. But there were so many things early on that I was just like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
And it's just like, the answer most of the time is devil fruits.
Yeah, but you kept, at this point in the story, especially reading, we're like, what is this? Yeah, it's like, what is this? What is this? Like, it's of course a devil fruit. Right, Why do we think it's anything different far?
We didn't learn and know about, like, zone types and all that until this part.
I mean, even Chopper, that was kind of like a, huh? I was like, oh, this is a cute little reindeer wearing clothes. He's funny. It's like, Curry has a little reindeer friend. And I was like, oh, he's tall. He can talk. He can walk.
What, the Rumble Ball stuff, too? Yeah. It's like a layer to all that.
Yeah.
Pulls out his angry candy bar or gumball right
his
there.
Little hose, curious. He's like, holding it. It is.
How many transformations did we see? I know he mentions that the Rumble Ball lets him do 7, mm-hmm. but I don't believe we saw 7 in this arc. I know he transformed a lot during the fight.
Yeah, like three or four?
Four.
Yeah, I think it's three or four, yeah.
Guard point he did for sure, mm-hmm. yeah.
Guard point, brain
yeah.
point.
Yeah, and then he did the arm mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
And
then I guess his normal reindeer form.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, four.
I'm terrible at remembering those names, mm-hmm. like movesets and stuff. I will never remember.
Yeah,
I mean, this mm-hmm. little boy made Rumble Balls to change form so he could be better.
Mm, he's genius.
He is so goated.
Yeah, when
so
athletes do it, it's called steroids.
It's steroids. Megan.
It's different.
It's BEDs, and Chopper should be
they're
suspended.
They're not reindeer. Yeah.
It's alpha brain, dude.
They're not reindeer.
It's alpha brain.
They're
performance
not,
enhancing.
They're not doing that. But I mean, he is just he blows the expectations. He's big brained.
He's big brained.
God, mm-hmm. man.
People need to stop sleeping on Chopper.
I think they did actually do a good job of showing his intelligence, though. Like, it was downplayed a little bit with everything going on. But, like, his ability to have the Rumble Ball there in, like, a situation where it's like, okay, mm-hmm. well, now he's probably going to fall back and, like, let Luffy handle the fighting and stuff, you know, since, like, the transformations were taking place. But, no, like, he actually mm-hmm. had, you know, mm-hmm. literally something else in his pocket to use to, you know, add to the situation. So I think they did a good job of showing that off.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, Kuriha went right when I got to know her more. She was like one of my favorite characters in One Piece. I mean, to this day.
She's amazing.
She's awesome.
She really is. And her relationship with Hiruluk, too, and how they talk about it, you know, and it's been mm-hmm. said many times before, but like that she was so good at, you know, she was actually a capable doctor, but, you know, was concerned about the money and the payment. And Hiruluk wasn't concerned about any of that, but he wasn't a great doctor, you know.
But she did throw it away though, right? Like at the end, and same thing. I didn't catch it the first time I saw it, but like when like she planned on taking everything from the Straw Hat ship.
Yeah,
she planned on stripping that ship clean, and she just accepted the key so that she could fulfill Hiruluk's dream.
Yes.
And save the country. And it's like she finally did it and like put it through. And weirdly enough, it was like Chopper almost had to leave for her to do it.
Yeah.
Because at the start, she was still going down and like stabbing the kid. I'm taking all your shit. Right. 50%. Yeah, and she's like, no, don't do that. All right, fine. 49.
She's a hard ball.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what they say, you know, like I said, it's been said before, but like she heals the body and like Hiruluk heals the heart, right? And Chopper mm-hmm. and going back to Inherited Will, like he's kind of inherited both of their wills, which makes him just the best of both of those worlds, right? He can heal the hearts of people and he can heal their bodies as well. And I don't know, I just like his speech too gives me chills every time I read it. And the finale, the ending with the Sakura, like, just like,
oh my god, I remember when I read this, I know this was a moment, and definitely in the movie too, I had to watch it, I had to, and I cried in the manga, I cried in the anime, and every time I watch it I cry again.
Without the music and the coloring though, I will say I still prefer the anime in that part The way the colors mesh, and then like once again the music, like they know how to sell a moment. So it's
the literal mountains or whatever. I don't know what they're called. Like they look like big tree trunks,
like,
and then especially when the cloud of Sakura, it looks like a big Sakura tree.
Yeah.
And oh my god.
Well, I want to say too, like about the color thing, and we discovered this late into the game. But there is a colored version of the One Piece manga. It's not like official, but it might as well be, dude. It's beautiful.
We've had conversations about that.
Yeah, initially I was reading it in color, and they talked me into reading it in black and white. And I went back, and I feel like I can't go back. I don't know what it is.
I like black and white.
Like
Megan likes color.
The emotion.
I started color. I think in because my cousin recommended to read in Whole Cake. So I started reading it in color and Whole Cake, and then they only have it colored for a little bit longer after that. So I had to go back to the black and white.
Was it hard?
No, I mean, it wasn't hard, but Whole Cake, it was awesome. I mean, it was so colorful.
Yeah, honestly, that makes sense. Yeah, I could see why that would be one you'd want to
read
in color
but,
for sure.
Again, in the anime, that scene is so powerful. And even Luffy, you know, telling Chopper, like, you know, join my crew. He's all being, like, playful. And Chopper's, like, having a, like, crisis. He's just like, I'm a monster. I'm a fucking monster. I can't do this. I fucking can't do this. And he's just like, Luffy's like, I don't care. Like, come on aboard. And Chopper's like, ah!
Let's be monsters together.
Yeah,
dude.
Oh, God. I'm just obsessed.
And Ruffer Sione can actually correct me with this. I felt like he joined the crew a lot quicker in the manga than he did in the anime. What didn't he like run off, like, and it took him a while to actually find him first?
He ran off and he hid for I think it was like a whole day.
Yeah, he was
day.
Like gone a while
in the anime.
Like he left and was like hiding in the woods.
Yeah, he was going through it
for like a extended
where this,
period.
This
of time.
I think in the manga it was just he was just hiding behind a tree, but not really hiding behind the tree, just having an
chopper,
eye behind the tree.
Hide.
Chopper hiding.
Yeah, I don't remember that in the manga. I don't remember. Yeah, that wasn't in the manga. He seemed to join pretty immediately.
Yeah.
There was a lot more chasing though that I will say that happened though. Like,
I think it's just it's one of those things that I will say. I definitely like I've been pretty open about this, and I've gotten a lot of shit for it, weirdly enough. Of like, I've never really had a problem with the pacing of the anime.
No.
Like,
not really.
No matter what arc I've gotten to that people, like, you know, don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything outside of names of arcs, but, like, you know, like, people warned me like crazy with Skypiea, the pacing's so bad, the pacing's so bad, did not bother me. Thriller Bark, the pacing's so bad, the pacing's so bad, you're going to hate it, it's one of the worst arcs, didn't bother me at all. You know, Dressrosa, another one, it was noticeable, but did not really bother me that much. Whole Cake, same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fishman, same thing. And none of it really bothered me. But I kind of get it now, because
you're
now that I'm
padding.
Actually reading the manga, I'm seeing how much the padding, and it's like it almost does affect the story in a way, right? It's like, oh, there's not a direct change. But like I said, like with the way that Luffy fights things, like this has become a running thing, and I'm sure it's going to continue. Where Luffy gets into a fight with the big bad and he fucking drops them immediately. And that does not happen in the anime. Like, there is only probably two parts in the entire series that I can think about. And I'm sure you guys know exactly what things we're talking about. We could talk about them in the spoiler section. Of there's only two moments in the anime where Luffy drops somebody in one hit. Mm-hmm. But that is a running theme in the anime, in the manga,
I think that argument, or that, you know, people's opinion on the pacing, I think just comes from manga readers who might want to go back and watch. Because
manga.
Before you were aware of the pacing in the manga, it didn't bother you at all because that was all
it
you
didn't,
knew.
No,
yeah,
not
exactly.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you're just able to read. Pacing is always going to be different in anime versus manga, no matter what. Because you can just read so much more than you can watch, because things take time, moments take time to play out. Even if it's just dialogue, someone walking from one place to another is just gonna take more time. Like, that's just the medium, I guess. If you're for anime only watchers, I guess if they're not aware of the pacing in manga, I don't think it's anything that would really bother them.
I don't think so either. It's definitely like, it's one of those things that it's like hindsight, like as you go, right? Like, there's definitely changes. But they're not, it's not super, like, they're not drastic changes. It's just, hey, it's TV. We gotta make some TV things happen.
I always
trip
out about that too, because they have to, like, you know, a mangaka's writing, you know, and he's keeping in mind how many chapters, you know, fit in a volume. So that kind of, you know, plays out a certain way. But then taking that to a next level, mm-hmm. and being like, okay, well, now we need to make sure that these chapters, like, or these moments end at the end of certain, like at the end
seasons
of 20 minutes or whatever.
Or, yeah,
at
even,
the end of an
yeah,
episode. They just have to, episode. I don't too. Know. They have to move stuff, stretch stuff. Like, it's TV, you know, they have to make it fit so that an episode isn't ending in the middle of something.
Yeah, it's a cliffhanger right. to go on mm-hmm. to the next episode. And
yeah, it's just yeah. crazy. It's just, it always is fascinating to me, I guess, to think about that.
It is.
But mm-hmm. yeah.
Anybody have any final thoughts on the Drum Island before we move into the next section?
I mean, this is, I think, the volume or the arc that made me really, really fall in love with One Piece and what I was seeing.
Yeah.
And I knew was going to continue because I had felt that way when I was in Syrup Village. Actually, people give me shit for liking Syrup Village. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Really? I mean, people don't like it. I don't know. We really liked yeah. it when we first read it. People were like, really? Syrup Village? Wow. And it's just like, I, you know, that scene with Usopp and his little, you know, crew
I
when he's saying bye
too,
to them.
Actually, I just
was...
remembered. Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, it was emotional. I was so emotional when he said goodbye because he was like, you know, leaving everything that he knew. And
yeah.
again, like someone that left him as well, not a fan of his
You're
father.
Wild for that, dude, but okay.
Yossip is a bitch.
Okay, hold on. No spoilers. Come on.
Anyway.
You're wild.
He's a son of a...
Okay.
Oh, I hate him. Anyway,
she's
I just
so
went into this because I oh my god, I hate him. Okay, so he.
Oh, see, I oh, have you watched Syrup Village?
I saw.
I'll
that
tell you
scene.
Right now, they made him look worse really? In the anime good. Than they did the manga.
Good.
Yeah, yeah,
good.
Because Whoa. In the manga, in the manga,
the
it's like in the manga. Yeah, like, you know how in the manga she, like, Usopp's mom gets sick, and then it's like, he goes off, and they kind of make it seem like he's going off maybe to find a cure or something. Like, they kind of leave it open-ended. In the anime, they just are like, nah, he abandoned her, and, like, he just
Bro,
left. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I need to go out to sea. Bye. Bye,
it's
Usopp.
Brandy,
bye.
Dude. It's Brandy. Okay?
Oh, my God. You keep making this argument, and I don't know what you're on.
The song,
I don't know.
Brandy, you know, it's like
yeah.
that.
You're a fighter.
I
mean,
I know. Yeah.
That's the song is Yossip wrote that song.
Yossip said, "Your immune system's mid. I'm out of here."
Yeah, mid. You're goofy. I'm out of here.
A little off topic, but have you guys seen Hunter x Hunter?
Yes.
So, you know of Father of the Year over there, right?
Oh, yes.
As well.
Yeah.
Dean, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. A lot of deadbeat dads.
Oh, yeah.
There is a lot of deadbeat yeah. dads in anime.
No, there is. But Yossip straight up was just like...
And people make the argument all the time, which is fine. Like, people make the argument, like, Yossip didn't know she was sick when he... Like, she wasn't sick when he left. He left before she was sick.
I'm like, okay.
Still a
sick.
Dick.
Yeah.
It's like he still did.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, here's a fucking golden star. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, right. Oh my god. Anyway, sorry, off topic. Usopp, that moment made me very emotional, of course. But, you know, mm-hmm. going into Drum Island, I knew, just from osmosis of One Piece being, you know, ongoing for so long, you know, I knew this little cute character, but I didn't know anything about him. And just growing to know more about this character, and even, you know, arcs and arcs and arcs later, he's still my favorite. And just seeing the heart that Oda was able to put into this backstory and put into these people that are like going through all of these horrible, horrible things, and it just set the tone for what it was in this moment going to become for me. And that's when I knew. I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be some.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Talking about like the opposite of dead.
I'm so happy we brought you back on.
Yeah. Talking about deadbeat, the opposite of deadbeat parents though, like Kuria putting his backpack in the sleigh because she knew, like that he was going
after
to go.
She chased him off with
my
knives.
God,
that tough
like
love.
That moment.
It's tough love.
I know.
Yeah, he's. I want to be a pirate. And she's like, no, you're not. Bah, bah, bah. And he's just like, oh, God. And he's like, you know, running and crying. And then she's like, I don't like tears. And she's crying too. And
I was like, yeah, I'm a sucker. Mean,
yeah, that was the thing. Yeah.
It's just flashing back, though, to like Hero Luck, though, and the whole situation that happened between Chopper and him. And like it was one of those where, you know, when he first made the connection with Hero Luck basically said that he would never shoot at him. And then it basically came to the point where tough love wasn't enough for Chopper, and he had to actually show, hey, you need to run now, you need to leave. And it's like, Dang, it just hurts, man. It hurts because it was just constant hits for Chopper this episode, and it's like,
yeah.
I will say,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say the Heralic thing. Like, I don't know. Like his whole forcing Chopper out to forego hurt later on. That still doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Like, I feel like there would have been much better ways to go about that. Just like, he was like, I'm going to shoot at him and hurt him now so he's not hurt later on. It's like, or you could love him until the end. Like,
right.
I don't know. That was so weird to me.
That was wild.
I think it's just, I just don't think that they wanted to see, like, they knew that they were going to cry, and I don't think they wanted Chopper to see them suffer.
Right.
Well,
you know, because I think they may have like, for example, if Chopper would have saw Kareha crying when he went to leave, I don't think he would.
I understand. I'm talking about totally Heralic. Agree. I understand Kareha.
Well, I mean, like, coming, right, coming from like,
that makes sense. Understand.
Because I used to work in hospitality, and like, it's a weird thing to kind of discuss. Yeah, dude, it sucks. Hospitality is awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, 10 years. And one of the things that was really screwed up, guys, is kind of a dark conversation, but people kind of go do that at hotels, unfortunately to say, because they don't want loved ones to find them in that state. So a lot of the times, very dark. Imagine being the housekeeping staff or the supervisor that has to walk in on it.
That wasn't listed on the amenities.
Yeah, that's not listed on the amenities at all. We don't offer those kinds of services. But I mean, it's in a way, it kind of, I guess I can kind of understand where Heralic was coming from, because he doesn't want one of his like loved ones to see him in that vulnerable state or be dependent on him. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, because last thing you ever want to do is like to have a loved one walk in on someone who's deceased, right? Like, I mean, you would never want to walk in for your parent, nor would a parent want to walk in on a child like that, because that's just a memory and an image you can't get out of your head the rest of your life.
Yeah, and there's maybe this guilt, too, of, like, you know, keeping someone from living their life, you know, like, because then they feel obligated to be there to take care of you because they love you, you know, and, you know, if you love them, like, there's a part of you that's like, I want you to just go do you and live your life and be who you want to be. And not stay here and have to see me, you know, deteriorate before your eyes.
I mean, yeah, he was really trying to make him hate him, you know, telling him, like, I don't want you. I'm going to shoot at you if you come any closer. Like, he was really trying to get Chopper to, like, really, really hate him. So then he'd be like, you know what? F this. Like, you asshole. You know, like he says, well, his asshole thing.
He's like,
you know, I'm gone. I'm out of here. And then he would leave. And then he would be like, okay, I could finally, like, die at peace because no one loves me. Because he's... I'm sorry.
That's the name of your biography right there. I'm a die because no one loves me. The Heralic story.
No one loves me.
But I will not be forgotten.
Yeah.
So I'm really dead. It's a long title, but it works.
But it's still working.
Yeah, that was super powerful for sure.
Yeah, dude. The significance of everything, and I don't know if we talked about this. I can't remember, but did we talk about Dragon too? Did we mention that?
No.
No, we didn't.
Someone
actually.
Showing there was a moment when we see Dalton and Wapple at the Reverie, right? And they're talking about Dragon.
Yeah.
And they have a little picture.
The Cobra
and they're like, he's gonna fuck shit up.
It's gonna be a problem.
Like
it's just crazy.
Get him out of here.
The setup is so crazy. I mean,
we're about to go off the second we get out of Drum Island. Spoilers. There's a lot
there's
to talk
about, so much to talk about. But yeah, just the inherited will stuff, and again, just the parallels, I think, you know, between Heralic and Roger and all the things that it means going forward, and everything that's set up here on
sacrifice.
top of Chopper just being like this amazing, wonderful addition to the Straw Hats. Like, it's a beautiful arc. It's a beautiful story, and it happens on the way to Alabasta too, on the way to this like bigger, crazier, epic battle. But it's just such an important story.
Yeah, and that's the thing I love about One Piece too. It's like, you know, Luffy doesn't intend to F shit up, but and he gets there. He probably will. Yeah. So going on the way to anywhere and make a little pit stop, you know, something's going to go down. And the fact that he can do that and go to these islands and make such an impact on these people and, you know, really influence and inspire, you know, people to join him or people to follow his will of freedom is just so amazing. And I, you know, love Drum Island, one of my favorite arcs ever.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. the introduction of the realest person in the entire history of One Piece, Bon Clay.
Right at the end. Yeah. Oh my god. See, like, there's so much that happens in this arc.
It's
that
like
you
the
just,
last 20 pages.
It just gets overshadowed.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Bon Clay might be my chopper. Chad. Damn.
Might be your chopper.
Understandable.
He's so awesome.
He is amazing.
He's amazing. I forgot about that.
We gonna learn more for sure. That was the Drum Island arc. Alabasta is next episode. We're gonna be splitting this up a little bit. It's 63 chapters, so we're not going to do the entire arc in one episode. So I probably should have figured out the chapter numbers. So I'm gonna figure that out after this podcast, and I'll edit it in that way. You hear me? What's up, fam? It's Future Ruff. I messed up. It's chapter 155 to 189. So we're doing the first half of Alabasta, 155 to 189. Those are the chapters embedded into your brain. We'll see you for next podcast. So if you're not caught up and you're not at least to the point of Dressrosa, you might get some spoilers. If you're caught up on Dressrosa, you are safe. And shout out to Rias Grimory Titty Lover, who rated us 5 stars.
Shout out, okay.
Long time.
Big brother.
I don't know, man. Long time listener of 90 Anime now, thoroughly enjoying One Piece Manga Bros. Keep up the good work. It's always exciting to see people's reaction to my favorite manga of all time. P.S. Once again, asking Sione to watch High School DxD.
No!
So, go rate us 5 stars on iTunes and harass Sione more. And all bets are off. Y'all are going to get spoiled if you stick around.
Rias Grimory.
I can't fucking believe how much was dropped. Blackbeard, The Will of D, Roger, Ace. Like, like you mentioned,
Dragon.
They dropped so much in this arc and just... It was like sprinkles. Like, they just tossed a couple sprinkles on the cake, and they were like, take a wild guess what's going to happen. You can't.
Oda just does this sometimes, where, like, it, you know, it kind of happened at the, Sabaody or whatever, or, like with the supernovas and all that. Like, all of a sudden, he's like, boom, here's 13 new characters. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't believe going back, like, how much of all of this information we learned for the first time in Drum Island.
In the same arc.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, the Will of D, the Gold Roger thing, and Ace showing up all in the exact same arc. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, no way.
Yeah,
dude.
We're even learning more. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't get called the Reverie, I don't think, by name or whatever. But, I mean, we learn about that there's this council meeting that happens. Like, we see those silhouettes of Blackbeard and everything. Like, I just, it's so crazy. It all sort of kind of blends together at a certain point. But when you go back and you really realize, like, how much is here, this is like a super significant arc. And that's what I'm saying too about, like, I don't know if it was like, I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure this is past Dress or like before Dressrosa, where we learned that about like Roger's health too. Is that crazy to say? Is that?
Oh, that's like, I don't even, that
that's
might
like
be
way
pretty
before.
Tough.
That's wild. Was
You're safe. You're safe.
Okay, okay.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say either.
I think that was Sabaody, like the conversation with Rayleigh.
Right. So that was revealed in Sabaody. So I just didn't want to say it in the Drum Island portion.
Right.
But,
yeah, you're all good.
Yeah, but Hiruluk, you know, we're talking about Hiruluk was like already on his deathbed, right? He only had a certain amount of years to live. I mean, that's again another parallel with Roger. Like we might not find that out till Sabaody, but yeah, Roger was already going to die.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You know, so this was his like final act of, you know, his last hurrah, like in the same way, and that parallel too. And dude, I mean, there's just like, it's amazing, man. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, it also goes to like these characters willing to die with a smile on their face, right? Like, you know, like Hiruluk did a cheers, like, you know, Roger turned himself in, was like, and gave his damn speech on the scaffold, right? Like, it's that continuation of like
Logetown.
Taking, you know, manifesting your own destiny as opposed to like what necessarily destiny has in store for you.
I mean, Will of the D, is that destiny?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Or like at this point, like with what I know, like I can actually see it like once again flying in the face of destiny, like choosing your end. As opposed to like, you know, because that's like, you know, Hiruluk got fooled to show up, right? Like, and he was happy, but he was like, okay, well, I'm screwed. I'm gonna do it myself though, so good luck. And mm-hmm. you know, same thing with Roger. And so like I it genuinely makes me wonder, like,
it makes it more impactful.
Yeah, well, with the idea like of destiny,
Roger's death wouldn't
will subverting that. Destiny feels like, you know, like mm-hmm. that makes them a bigger character in that world.
I could see that. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
I mean, it's what they want mm-hmm. and desire and like what they stand for, right? It's like, that's something like Luffy. Luffy would have fucking loved Herluck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Talking about that.
Herluck would have ended up on the goddamn show.
Oh, yeah.
He would have asked him right away.
And then they would have been like, Luffy, we need a doctor. Not him.
Not him. Not that one. Not that one.
Well, he's got like serious Brook energy. Like, it's.
Yes.
Dude, for real, he yeah. does.
Who knows? He might have asked Herluck to, or Kariha to see her panties. Who knows? Who knows?
Brooke would have.
He definitely would have.
They're about the same age. So,
dude, yeah, you're right. Oh my God, I wonder if that connection is at some point we get to touch back on that.
Oh my God,
if Brooke actually,
if she knows Brooke.
Like maybe they met one another,
oh, that would be
and
crazy.
She knows Brooke because like, of how long
could.
She's been.
I mean, if
for.
You look at their facial structures, they could be brother and sister.
Wow. Oh my God! Stop, dude.
I'm
stop.
Just saying. Look at
him. Get it, bro. Kariha can get it.
Kariha can get it.
Yeah.
And her and Hillary.
I have. I'm telling you, she there's more to her than they let on.
Totally.
Like,
why would she know
Will the D thing? Like, there's something. Exactly.
How's she been alive
like,
for over 100 years?
How has she been alive for so long? A human alive for
maybe
so
she's
long.
Got she's the age fruit.
Yeah, maybe, honestly.
And she's not dying. Like, she seems like she's
yeah,
in
she
fine
seems
health.
Like she's in her prime, dude. Like, this is her prime. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it could be.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It could be as simple as, like, she's a doctor who can. I don't know who's very knowledgeable of the human body, so she can just prolong her life that way. But it could.
But
be.
Is it all? Any? Is it? Oh, yeah. Is it as simple
ever?
As that? No.
I wonder
maybe
if it's
her name is Kareha D something. Maybe she got a D.
Maybe that's why Blackbeard was there to figure out how someone can be so old.
Maybe.
Maybe. And he wasn't able to find her. Or something.
I'm more curious about whether it's foreshadowing on certain skills. That we can you can get from after some certain amount of training, because I'm very curious on how she's just a normal human being like that.
All right, I have a theory that just popped into my head.
So you know
what you're saying, like so if let's say the Will of D is the reason why she lived so long, right? Mm-hmm. So what do we know about Luffy? Allegedly, Gear Second and everything is supposed to take chunks off his lifespan, which never gets discussed. Ever again. We know about the fact that, like, you know, that he's never gotten sick, right? You combine that, the chunks of his life, decades of his life that he lost in Impel Down, which almost seemed like it didn't affect him at all. Like, maybe it does have something to do with, like, maybe, like, the Will of the D is, like, these fucking race of people that was, like, a race during that 100-year death destruction century.
Roger
and they're like, no, we can't let them know. They're magic.
Yeah,
they live forever.
Roger never actually died. They went to Iva, got changed into Kareha. Kareha is Roger.
And Crocodile Luffy's mom.
Yeah, that's canon, dude. That's canon.
I think the One Piece is actually, you just get to make a wish, and she found it and wished to live forever.
I think you're right, though, about the because I think about, like, the Will of the D, right? And similarly, I mean, I keep going back to, like, what?
Well, what if Roger was never sick?
Why would he never be sick?
Because he just wanted to make everyone feel better about his death. Just like...
Well, Herluck was really sick.
No, Herluck was really sick, yeah. But what if he just did it like a fake out?
Why would he do that?
I don't know. He's a jolly guy.
Okay, Megan. All right.
He's that much of a Chad. He's like, you know what? Fucking
jolly
to
Roger,
die.
Roger, man.
All right. Megan.
I don't know.
But I think you're right about the people and the D and the Will of the D and, like, you know, saying that, like, those people in the void of history, whatever, they never really died because their will lives on. It's the will of the people of the D. That's
the will of the P.
The will of the, yeah, the will of the P of the D. The will of the people of the D. That's just me.
We're getting into the kind of territory where I'm not going to not help make a joke. So it's...
I know. It's right there.
I've got a question for you guys. Does Herluck potentially know Crocus?
It would seem like that would be something. That would be really, really likely. But it hasn't, like, I don't think been, like, blatantly confirmed or stated, but it would seem extremely likely.
It would seem, just because Chopper already had knowledge of other doctors too, maybe not met them, but he already knew, like, of, you know, in Thriller Bark, Hogback, like, he already knew of these people.
Yeah.
So.
Right, exactly. He, Chopper mentions being a huge fan of that, so, but he had notoriety, but I also, like, Megan made an interesting point. I don't know, like, you guys know, this isn't plot details about Wano at all, but you guys know about, like, the setting. Is that fair to say?
Ish.
I do.
Like, what, I just know it's, yeah, like a samurai island or something. Like, that's, yeah, that is the extent of my knowledge.
Okay, yeah. So it's really not, like, a spoiler.
I don't know what he's going to say, so I can't even
like,
warn him.
I was like, do
it's
I need
like
to
bad.
Do this first? And then,
I don't know if you should do it.
But you know what,
yeah,
I'm going
mean, to... I don't
I'll, know.
I'll unplug. I'll unplug.
Yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Ruffle, or whoever knows about the setting, at least, just...
I'm like three... To give you an idea, I'm about three episodes away from finishing Whole
but
Cake
yeah,
Island.
But yeah, I just want to say that in terms of setting... Hiroluk mentions, right, these Sakura petals and going to this place because he was a pirate
to the west,
and he did say the west though. So I don't know if the geography
sense.
Really checks out, but maybe that place was Wano.
And I like how Chopper's little hooves are like Sakura petals. They're shaped like Sakura petals too.
Yeah,
it's cute when he walks in his little like
Sakura petals. Yeah,
no, it's the noise that he walks.
I don't know. I
forgot they can't see me. Can you give them a thumbs up?
Oh, yeah, you guys are good to come back now.
Okay.
You guys are good.
Yeah, Ruff usually gives us the thumbs up, but he's
like
not here right
now. I was like, oh, wait, they can't see me. Nah, you guys are fine.
Okay,
it was basically just a theory about a location,
okay.
So you didn't really
I just
have
really don't want any.
You don't
want
to be that guy.
I don't want to be that guy.
You don't
want
to be that guy.
There was a comment in the last show y'all were on where it's like, there's someone who watches a lot of my videos. They're like, I'm so scared of the first person who actually spoils Boom in these. And I was like, everybody's been very,
and
very
it's funny
because
you're
far,
not
so
that far behind. Yeah. Like I don't know where you are in Dressrosa, but I know you got to be
Birdcage.
Fucking close.
Actually,
yeah.
If you
pass
that,
so like you're
so
close.
Like four episodes past God Usopp, so.
I'm doing it, man. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to get to the end of Wano by the end. I'm going to catch up by December. The second that movie hits the U.S., I'm going to find a way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm gonna find a way.
Yep.
You can do it. Yeah, you can be able to do it.
I'd have to do about 50 episodes a month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. You can do it.
Yeah.
It's very possible. If just remember, time is a concept.
Exactly, dude.
That's true.
Time,
that's true.
Just,
make it your inherited
make it
will.
Your own.
The inherited will
the
of
will
R.
of D.
Yes. Yes.
Do it rough.
But
God damn it.
Yeah, I was just being excessively cautious.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's.
I just think that there's so many interesting things, like, again, here that just mean so much going forward, and I can't. Mm-hmm. And I want you to go on your spiel, Megan, about, like, you know, to anybody who has ever been or knows a Chopper hater, like, I want you to.
Wait,
I want
Chopper
you to,
haters?
Is yes,
that a real thing?
Yes!
Are you kidding
they
me?
Live amongst
Are you
us.
Kidding me?
They live fucking amongst us.
Do you have
us.
Any idea? Oh, I've gotten so much shit. I forget what it is. I made up, like, eventually, like, over time, Luffy is kind of, like, dethroned Chopper. Not in the way that I prefer him or anything. It's just I personally feel like I relate to Luffy more. So I just feel like plus at the point in the story where I'm at, Chopper just ain't getting as much screen time as he used to.
That's
he just isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, before that happened, I like made a poll and was like, what's your favorite Straw Hat? Like, mine's Chopper, blah, blah. I got so much shit. People were like, who the fuck's favorite Straw Hat's Chopper? And I'm like, who isn't? What are you talking about?
I just can't handle the disrespect. Okay. I can't handle it anymore. I have this notebook and the first thing I wrote,
I was
the
wondering,
first thing
I
wrote
I
in
it.
This notebook is all the reasons why I love Chopper. Number one.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
From just the themes of self-love and like self-confidence that Chopper, I mean, Usopp does struggle with it, yes, all throughout, but you know, Chopper's is more eternalized and he doesn't let that stop him from being the youngest Straw Hat on the fucking crew and the doctor, which is arguably one of the most important crew assignment places on the ship.
A musician is the most important.
I mean, the Soul King holds it down.
He holds it down, but do you think any of the Straw Hats would have made it this far without the work
music?
Of a doctor?
Oh, no. Doctor.
Music heals the soul.
Exactly.
It doesn't heal broken bones. It does not heal.
Oh my God. Yeah. So no. Don't worry, Boom. No spoilers for you or Sione. But just, you know, for Megan and Josh, I just want you all to know. So Brooke is Sione's favorite character.
It's great.
Sione yep. decided at about like maybe 5 episodes into Whole Cake Island that he was going to go back and rewatch. So he stopped.
Oh my God.
During that arc of all arcs.
As a Brooke stan, as a Brooke, you know, lover, as someone who even me has Brooke high in his ranks of favorite Straw Hats. Same. I mean, you are in for a treat, dude. And you have to, I mean, your love for Brooke will skyrocket, I believe. I believe that wholeheartedly.
I'm looking forward to it. They can't get along with my jokes.
Yeah,
though,
I'm trying
just
to basically
bone,
bully
you know?
Him in. Yeah, I'm basically trying to bully him into giving up on One Piece and just coming back to the dark side so that I could actually talk to him about the current arcs.
But it's been so much fun torturing you, so you can't discuss anything.
You're making it fun, Ruff. You're making it fun.
You stopped. He stopped. He took a break. We had a whole debate and discussion. I was like, just take a break. I'm like, I will catch up to you soon. Just give me a few months. I'll catch up, and then we could watch at the same pace so we could talk about it. And as soon as I caught up to him, he was like, yeah, you're binging too hard. I ain't doing this. And he went back and just ditched me.
So, remember all those years that I told you, hey man, go watch this show, go watch this anime.
I don't care.
Like, dude,
care.
Look at it. Go look into this. Go check it out.
One Piece is different. Uh-huh. One Piece is different. I don't care.
What show is in question right now? What are we talking about?
I mean,
what slime?
Oh,
off the top of my head, slime, mad. Black Clover, Overlord. I can keep going.
There was a lot.
I'll give you that. But you know, yeah.
Same.
Is there a slime hidden amongst us?
No, I love slime. I mean, I have some Rinmaru figures back here too.
Okay.
I love slime.
No, I didn't. I didn't know if Megan wasn't a fan. Like there was a pause there.
Megan hasn't.
No, she is waiting patiently to continue her. I was just about to say I want to continue.
Oh yeah, no, I haven't seen it, but Josh likes it, so it's probably good. Anyway, number 2. yes, again, I already mentioned it. Yeah, he's the youngest. I mean, that is saying something. And to be, you know, Dr. Tony Chopper, MD bitch in the house, okay? He's just a cute little mascot. I don't want to fucking hear it anymore. I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of it, frankly, because how do you think any of them would survive? How? I mean, I have a whole list.
Okay, pause right there real quick. Ruff, you have to actually put this at the beginning of the video.
I do. Honestly, good idea. Good idea. I'll write down the timestamp. Right. Continue.
I wanted to get that out before I forgot.
His medical work in general. I mean, this little boy, Rumble Balls, are you kidding me? I mean, he is leaps and bounds above all these little, I can make this, I can make that. Like, this boy is saving lives, okay? Luffy saves lives in different ways, but Chopper saves lives, and his moral standing is outstanding. He never wavers. Even in times of crisis, he is always level-headed and ready to get into whatever he needs to get into to heal whoever needs to heal. I mean,
friend and foe alike.
I mean, save Zoro and Thriller Bark.
Yeah. I know you guys are from the West Coast, but you literally have the cadence of a Southern preacher. It's insane how uncomfortable I kind of am.
Save Zoro, okay? He says, save Nami from the fever in Little Garden. Save Zombie from bleeding to death in Fishman Island. I mean, what more can I say? Chopper making history in Fishman Island as well with that blood transfusion.
He saved the kids.
He saved the kids. I mean, oh my God. And he does even more. You guys aren't ready. He has some very shining and bright moments. And I'm tired of the slander. I'm tired of people putting down Dr. Tony Chopper, MD. Put respect on his name. Thank you.
Wow.
Preach! Thank you.
Can
I get an amen?
Praise Pastelucci.
Praise Pastelucci. Yeah, we did an episode where I dressed up as Lucci. And just me in that cosplay, I felt like a pastor. so we just call him Pastor Lucci now.
Nice.
Praise be to Pastor Lucci. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But yeah, thank you guys for having us on. I needed to get that off my chest. It's been a long time coming.
Because I'm tired of people saying it too. I'm tired of people saying like, really? Chopper's your like second favorite?
He doesn't do shit. He doesn't do shit. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
I don't get it. Like I do not understand it.
Like, and the pretty effective.
It's pretty scary,
not gonna lie.
It's terrifying.
I didn't even mention his transformation.
That's the thing, right? Like, he also is super strong.
Yes.
I've seen him beat
like,
the shit
even,
out of
it's
people.
It's not even like he can't fight. Like, he's one of the stronger members on the crew. Like, he's not Sanji level. He's not Zoro level. He's not Luffy level. But I would argue he's on the level of, if not the next in line after, like, Sanji. Like, it's just, he's one of the strongest.
I mean, yeah.
I would put Brook above him, but no, yeah. Like, Brook he's above in the same conversation.
Yeah.
And maybe Rob well,
depending on the moment.
And Frankie, I mean.
I'm not sure.
I mean, the point of Chopper is he's a lover, not a fighter. He only fights when he has to.
Yep,
he knows self-restraint.
If Chopper...
Well, that and the whole do no harm, that's kind of really hard to go back on when you're just absolutely obliterating someone in that moment.
True.
Yeah, he's like, I love, they beat the shit out of Caesar, right? And, like, but the whole time he's still, like, patching him up. He's like, wait until he's healed to beat him up. And, like, the whole time he's honking his nose and stuff.
Caesar,
oh, my God, I love that
is
scene.
The greatest fucking punching bag of all
time.
Oh,
yeah.
I hated Caesar at first, but now... I mean, especially, yeah, well, you guys are, not everybody's in whole cake, but I just, Caesar is, yeah, I love to hate him.
Becomes more appreciated.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate him, and I love him and I hate him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hurry up to catch up. That way everybody can just be like, you know, full-fledged conversation.
Bro, you catch up, I will have a goddamn weekly something we can talk about. I don't give a fuck.
Don't think we will have like a weekly show if like
we
when
can have,
I finally
we can have
catch
two
up.
One Piece podcasts. We'll have the one where we talk about where we're at, then we'll have this one. Yeah. I don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah, people just can't handle a cute character, dude. I think that's what it is.
So, yeah, they can't.
And also, I genuinely didn't know there was people that disliked him. Like, I figured, like, you know, at least in the form of the mascot character, like, liking him like that at least, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it really is, though. I think people just like it's not maybe that people hate him, but
they overlook
don't
take
him serious.
Because of that,
they don't take him seriously.
I can't like cute things.
Yeah. They just don't take him seriously because he's cute.
Yeah,
and it's silly. Mm-hmm. But that's why, like, you know, like Sione was saying about Brook being like his favorite. Like, Brook's up there for me too, and Brook is silly as shit. But when it comes down to it, like, Brook's out there doing some heavy lifting.
He's back to the bone.
Yeah.
Dude, when he gets serious.
Oh, he's serious, oh, yeah.
I mean, we put out a ranking too, and it's just like, I just feel like people really, I mean, Luffy is like always up top.
Yeah,
like,
Luffy's
sure.
number Wrong. One always. Yeah.
But I mean, like, I just feel like there's a lot of love for Zoro, a lot of love for Sanji for sure. And I feel like people always, you know, expect those characters to be.
Those should be A, both of them.
S.
Oh, yeah, S for sure.
S.
And the minute you put them anything below that, they're like, you don't understand One Piece.
You will die. They're like, you are a fake fan.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. During the beginning of, like, Fishman Island, Chopper gets cool, like, putting Sanji in, like, you're not S tier anymore, dude. You annoy the piss out of me.
A lot of people felt that way.
That's a whole other topic and debate.
Oh,
that's true. That is
about Chopper. Okay,
I felt that way about Usopp during, like, you know what, I'm not getting into it because everybody told me to come. I was so mad, dude. It was
same thing. I cannot wait to read the manga in that moment.
I think Megan pointed out like something you tweeted about that moment, right? Because you're talking about the moment in Dressrosa?
Like when he was just like watching the Tatas
where Usopp
just
runs away
get
like
ass
a
kick, and he was like, I'm going to run away. And dude, it was like five episodes. I'm like, bro, shit or get off the pot. It
literally, he's not exaggerating. It was like five plus episodes
Usopp
running
away. Lots of screen time during those two. It's not like this little moment where he's like, I'm afraid. Yeah. It literally just drags and drags. Like, that is the pacing issue. I can see what they're talking about in that.
Even as manga readers, though, like that, like in that moment, like it was super, super frustrating in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
We had like, there was a huge like dialogue back and forth about like some reasons why that might have been like happening.
Right.
But then that was kind of debunked too. Like, I mean, I would love to go into it, but we don't have to go into it. But
I know the part you're talking about, the fact that like people were saying that his memory was wiped because of the
dude. He was a big bitch before that,
and that
because that's how they were trying to comment. They were like, "Oh, he doesn't remember. He was still a bitch before then. Like it doesn't matter."
And someone that's was true. Saying like, you know, just because like, if someone gets you know erased, whatever, then like the, and they like they were their teacher. Do they not learn? Do they not know like how to talk anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like
there's just a lot of
loopholes in it. Yeah. And so
I mean that's the thing. Like the person's like there's even a scene in the anime where it shows like if they even when they disappear, their name is still on a clipboard. Like it's not like Back to the Future where their shit gets erased. Like
to your point, I mean it is just like. You know, he wasn't the bravest person ever, you know, so it is not super completely out of character. But in this moment in time, you would think that he would have moved on. You think that he would have moved on a little bit.
It just took him longer to step up than usual.
Bro,
Like, even we forgot to mention it, but even in Drum Island, like, when they save Dalton, Usopp literally is like, get on my back, we're going. And then Zoro was like, shut up, and like grabbed him, you know what I mean? But like, you're right. Like, he's always kind of had that, but when push came to shove, Usopp has always stepped up, and that was one of the few moments
I had to take like a 5 minute break. I was like walking to the bathroom, like punching the air and shit. I was like...
It was so frustrating because these like little helpless creatures are like calling you, like everyone is relying on you and being like, oh my god, Usopp, you're the best.
Usoland.
They love him. And, you know, he loves getting recognition for being like this badass guy that he knows he's not. They give him to that and they're asking him for help and he's like, nope.
Everybody, tears in their eyes.
Nope.
Like,
oh, please help. No, gotta go. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Like, I'm not a very mad person. Like, I don't get angry or anything like that, really. I was livid.
Yeah.
Like, I was.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that mad in a moment, like, watching something, really.
Because you never, like, you thought, like, that was the extent that it was going to go. And yeah, it kept going farther.
Now is when he steps up. Or I was like, maybe Sōgei King shows up all of a sudden. Like,
yeah.
Something. Give me anything. Usopp, give me anything. I mean.
Throw a lifeline. Fuck.
I still love Usopp so much, but that's also why it was so frustrating because I'm like,
exactly.
Come on, man.
You know? That's how I feel about Sanji in some moments.
Yeah.
I love you, but you sometimes
calm
do
down,
some
bro.
Things.
Calm down.
Yeah, for
take the horny down, please. Just
livelihood.
Jail.
Yeah, you're in horny
jail. Calm down
jail,
for a second.
For sure.
Bonk.
Get this man some nose plugs so he doesn't bleed to death.
I mean, it'll go up to his brain. Maybe that'll. Help
I think he needs more blood in his brain as opposed to somewhere else. Like I think that's starting to be the problem.
I think it's all somewhere else.
Oh God, the visual of Sanji just walking around like they're like, what did I miss? I was like, whoa, Sanji, chill.
I was like, oh my god,
oh my god, Sanji, chill, go back, go like, whoa, ship whoa, or something.
They sure. make the same inhale face every time. Like,
yeah, all of a sudden Luffy needs an HR crew member.
Right.
Like, Sanji, sit down. We have to speak about your actions.
Yeah.
It would be like, okay, let me go down the list here.
Sanji, you can't just keep a flagpole at full tilt the whole day, you can't.
You're now banned from more islands than Roger. It's becoming a problem.
Moving on from Sanji's.
Oh my god.
Does anybody have anything else to talk about?
Nope.
I
think that's a long
short.
I mean, look, I'm sure we can talk about Sanji's penis for the next hour.
It's a separate podcast.
We'll save that for when the recording is off. Yeah, y'all don't get you get a couple minutes of penis talk. That's all you're getting today.
Oh shit!
So definitely go check out Volume One podcast if you haven't already. They've been going through the One Piece manga blind since the beginning. So if you want a journey, they got hella episodes. Yep. You got
content to binge.
Hours of content. And they do more than just One Piece. So go check them out on YouTube or Spotify and all the stuff. Their links will be in the description box below. Remember to check out other content here on 90 Anime. You can get those links in the description box below. And yeah, thanks for being dope. And we'll see you next time for Alabasta, which again, I will edit in a little blurb that says what chapters we're doing. It's chapter 155 to 189. So we're doing the first half of Alabasta, 155 to 189. Those are the chapters embedded into your brain. We'll see you for next podcast. Because I'm an idiot and didn't
think about
that.
We already committed to the wave.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.